Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at Action247.com. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. I hope you didn't think the silly Timberwolves were going to snap the Grizzlies' winning streak last night, because, well, it looked like it might happen for a minute, but ultimately, John Conchar, as expected, took over. So the Grizzlies won inside FedEx Forum. It was a festive scene. It's 11 in a row heading into tonight's showdown on national television with Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. All good things connected to our NBA franchise. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Dan Walken's going to join me. The National Commerce USA Today. He'll get us updated on the Novak Djokovic situation in Australia. Not looking good for the number one ranked tennis player in the world as it pertains to trying to stay in Australia and compete in the Australian Open. Walken will get us updated on that. Plus, I'll talk to him about the ACC today announcing to the world that it is, in this moment, against college football playoff expansion. Why? I'll ask Dan Walken. He's going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I will take a break, come back, and do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Penny Hardaway's Tigers will return to the court tomorrow at East Carolina. It's the first of four straight quadrant three games. We'll get into that around 4:44. Kennedy Chandler and the Vols also return to the court tomorrow. Big game at Kentucky. Get you ready for that a little later on this hour. Arkansas is at LSU tomorrow without head coach Eric Musselman. Muss had surgery yesterday morning. He was actually hurt in a recent Razorbacks practice. I'll tell you what happened just before 5 o'clock. And Ole Miss is hosting Auburn tomorrow down in Oxford. If Bruce Pearl's Tigers win, they should move to number one in the AP poll on Monday for the first time in school history. We'll talk nothing but college basketball during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. Yes, 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 yes. I have a Dateline preview.
Nice.
Locked and loaded. So what we'll do is preview Dateline, and then we will immediately spoil Dateline so you'll know everything you need to know without actually having to watch Dateline. Just freeze your Friday nights up to do something else, right? You could sit around and spend 2 hours trying to unravel this murder mystery, or you could let me unravel it for you in 3 minutes and you can focus on the Grizzlies and Mavericks tonight. So we'll do that. That's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies because the Grizz, man oh man, they won again last night, beat the Timberwolves 116-108. It wasn't Ja Morant's best game. He took 16 shots, missed 11 of them, finished with 16 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. He was 0 of 7 from 3, but he was still, and Ja made note of this afterward, plus 5, and the Grizz still won. So let's not focus on an off night from future NBA All-Star starter Ja Morant, especially one that came in another victory. Let's instead focus on an incredible night from John Conchar, who finished with 15 points, 17 rebounds in 30 minutes. Big Ben Bennett, what was that like sitting inside FedEx Forum last night watching John Conchar go 15 and 17?
No, it was funny because we actually, on the broadcast, like, I think Eric even said it on the broadcast. He was like, whoa, John Conchar has 11 rebounds. It was just kind of like out of nowhere. And then after you realize that, you're like rooting for the guy to just have a massive rebounding game. It's pretty cool.
It was incredibly cool. Undrafted, I think most people know the story by now, out of Purdue Fort Wayne. And now he's a legitimate NBA rotation player who is shooting 50.9% from three. That's obviously absurd. But he did shoot 41.6% from three in 4 years of college on 464 attempts. That's a pretty good sample size. And it's among the reasons the Grizzlies signed him to a two-way contract after he went unselected in the 2019 NBA draft. So John Conchar was the star last night. Got the post-game television interview with Fish. Got stormed by his teammates right in the middle of it. And my buddy Sam Vecini from The Athletic, after he saw the video, because I tweeted the video, Sam tweeted, quote tweet, I think is the way they call it. He said, the Grizzlies consistently look like they enjoy being around one another more than any other team in the league. Big Bet Bennett, you think that's true?
Yeah, I do think that's true, actually.
There's no way to know for sure, right? I mean, we're not around all 30 teams. We're not even around the Grizzlies, you know, behind the scenes often. So there's no way to know whether that's true, whether the Grizzlies enjoy being around one another more than any other team in the league. But it looks true from our perspective. And it seems true from what we're seeing. And anytime the players are asked about this 11-game winning streak that is the longest in franchise history and the longest active in the NBA, at some point, they do get to a point where they talk about chemistry, where they talk about their brothers. You know, Ja went on and on last night about how much fun everybody is having. You know, there's 30 NBA teams. Not every one of them is having fun right now. Not every one of them is a tight-knit group. The players don't always cheer for each other. In fact, I can promise you there are some situations in the NBA where some players actually resent the good things that some of their teammates are doing, the accolades that they're getting. Not every NBA franchise is without issues, but right now it really does look like the Grizzlies are. And whether that's because they've won 11 straight games, so all's good when you're winning like that, or, you know, if the opposite is true, they have incredible chemistry, and that's why they've won the 11 straight games. Not that they have incredible chemistry because they've won 11 straight games, but they've got incredible chemistry, which has allowed them to win 11 straight games. If you follow me, there's a difference between those two things. I guess I would just settle on this. Who cares which is true? The bottom line's the same. This is a group of players, mostly young guys, who are enjoying each other, enjoying playing, and making an impact on this league in a way that I don't think this franchise has ever made. You know, when I'm working throughout the day, I'll have, as I've mentioned many times, televisions on at my desk, all muted, but I see things. And every once in a while, I'll unmute them if it looks like that's something I'd like to hear. And some of them are on sports channels, some of them are on cable news channels. I can't focus if I'm hearing them, but if they're there and I can just sort of see them, I feel like I'm keeping up on what's going on throughout the day while I'm trying to focus on the task at hand. And I had one of them on ESPN today, And I tell you, they've been talking about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant all day long. It's Kendrick Perkins talking about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant. Then you look up an hour later, it's Zach Lowe talking about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant. You look up an hour later, it's Woj talking about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant. And this really couldn't be happening at a better time because it leads into tonight's, you know, 9 o'clock tip against the Dallas Mavericks, which is going to originate from downtown Memphis and be shown nationally on ESPN. So it couldn't be better for the Grizzlies or, frankly, for ESPN, for the Grizzlies to have won last night, because it allowed them to talk up Ja Morant and this 11-game winning streak all day long while basically just promoting one of the NBA games they're going to have on in their Friday night doubleheader. And so tonight, you're going to get a larger-than-usual audience watching the Grizzlies play. Like we've talked about many times, you know, I watch the Grizzlies play basically every game. Unless I'm, you know, in studio working or traveling, I'm going to have my eyeballs on it. I did that last night. You know, most Memphis sports fans do the same. But people outside of this market, unless they're hardcores who have the NBA League Pass, they get to see Grizzlies highlights. They get to see Ja highlights. They've all seen that two-hand block. But they don't get to watch Grizzly games because Grizzlies are rarely on true national television. But tonight, you get it. And it's not the Grizzlies limping in. You know, having lost 3 of 4, 6 or 7, or 2 of 3. It's not the Grizzlies missing their star, so why is anybody going to watch? The Grizzlies are a bigger story right now than they've ever been at any point in the franchise's history. And yes, I would include the trip to the Western Conference Finals in that. You know, Ja Morant is a bona fide, undeniable superstar at this point. A legitimate MVP candidate. Will he win it? We'll see. You know, Steph is probably the leading candidate right now. KD is there. Giannis is there. Nikola Jokic still there, trying to go back-to-back. But Ja Morant is now on that list. I remember we were talking maybe it was a week ago, 2 weeks ago. J.J. Redick had, you know, said on ESPN, I love Ja, but he's not in my top five MVP candidates right now. And Kendrick Perkins pushed back on it, and they went back and forth, and that's how you get a television segment. But I didn't disagree with J.J. Redick in that moment. Like, he wasn't saying Ja Morant can't be an MVP candidate. He was just saying, in this moment right now, I think there's five guys I'd put ahead of him. It was the four I mentioned plus DeMar DeRozan. And he said, so if you're asking me, is Ja Morant a top five MVP candidate right now, I'd say no. And I just gave you the reason why. It's KD, Steph, Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, and Giannis. But he could be in my next batch. I say that to say this. I think he's now in the top five. I think Ja Morant is probably now a top five candidate to be MVP. Coming off of back-to-back Western Conference Player of the Week honors. And being the face and the main reason the Grizzlies are on the best winning streak in the NBA. And so people are going to want to tune in and see that tonight. You know, the Grizzlies are going to have people who are sitting around on a Friday night and who say, oh, wow, Luka Doncic, Ja Morant, both on the same court tonight, and the Grizzlies have been really playing well. They're on an 11-game winning streak. Let's check this out. And so it's a massive opportunity, not just to move up in the Western Conference standings, but to continue to show yourself to the country, to the world, that you are to be taken seriously, not as a franchise that has a bright future, but as a franchise with a team that is awesome right now. The Grizz are now 30-14, 16 games above 500. They're now alone in third in the Western Conference standings, a full game ahead of Utah, and just a game and a half back of the Warriors, 3 games back of the Suns. They have the third best record in the entire NBA. And for whatever it's worth, 538 is now projecting the Grizzlies to finish 55-27. That would be alone in third in the West. just two games back of the Golden State Warriors. And so, according to those projections right now, if the Grizzlies finish third, we'd have to, you know, see what that looks like. But obviously, it would be more likely than not a first-round series against a team they're expected to eliminate. It would undeniably, just based on the way this thing worked, be a first-round series against a team that didn't win anywhere close to as many games as they would have won in the regular season. As always, we'll see. Still a long ways to go. But what an awesome time right now for our NBA franchise. The future All-Star is about to be a current All-Star. The future superstar is now a current superstar. And the Grizzlies continue to be, I don't think there's any doubt right now, the biggest story in the entire NBA. And they'll get that kind of treatment tonight on ESPN. You'll also be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Eric Hasseltine will have the call. And I'll talk more about it with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. When we come back, turn our attention to Dan Wolk. And what is going on with Novak Djokovic down in Australia? Why is the ACC publicly stating it's against college football playoff expansion? I'll ask him both of those questions next. You're listening to Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the pro football playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before and earn M-Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if a touchdown is scored in the pro football playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Your goals. Your future. Your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your credit score, your true crime obsession, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private, and unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, is someone there? Oh, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy. Simplified.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk. I would sleep upright with more pillows. But that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill in the morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
Block heartburn all day and all night with Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service, without all the drama.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet.
the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
A blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing it down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Triumph Bank and Landmark Community Bank are now part of the Simmons Bank family. What does that mean for you? More branches and ATMs. More lending power to help businesses grow and families flourish. And more options for how you handle all your money with Simmons Bank Mobile. And as these three banks become one, we'll continue our mission to invest in the people and neighborhoods of Memphis. Visit SimmonsBank.com to learn more. Simmons Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to approval. Wireless carrier fees may apply.
At Church Health, the people we care for are all around us. They might include your neighbor, the waiter who served you at your favorite restaurant, the home care specialist who keeps your aging parents safe, your friends and family members who in some cases are working multiple jobs just to get by. At Church Health, we measure impact on each patient visit, each bone set, each pediatric checkup, each medical relationship forged and nurtured. Our impact is measured in these patients' smiles and in their recoveries. The impact is good for the person and good for our community. At Church Health, we could not make a difference without you. We invite you to make an impact. Please visit churchhealth.org today and learn how you can become a Church Health champion. Church Health, making quality health care accessible so we can all live our lives with dignity, vitality, and joy. Find out more. Visit churchhealth.org today.
My crusade for the perfect pizza crust has led me here, pining over a backyard wood-fired oven. But how do I bake this build into my budget? Where can I get some solid guidance on my finances? Who can help me understand if I have the dough for this?
A little financial advice. At Regions, we know that's important because your Life Green checking account comes with Green Print, financial planning with a banker who will help you create a personal budget and live in the moment. Make your appointment at Regions.com/Green Print. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
There was a Google review from a client of the Josh Heisel team at Keller Williams Realty. Real positive. Let me share it with you. The client said that going forward, he's going to recommend Josh to all his friends and family because Josh's team was great to deal with from listing to closing. Said everything went seamlessly, fell into place, and it was because of the experience and help of Josh and his team. That's a Google review from a client that used Josh Heisel when he was trying to sell a home. That's why you should use Josh Heisel when you're trying to sell a home. They got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. And if you want maximum convenience, understand that Josh can make you an instant cash offer. No showings. You want cash for your home? He'll make you an offer. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell mine. It's Josh Heisel. He's a friend I trust. You could trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number, 901-461-8147. He's on the web at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm not saying you have to love football. We all have different likes and dislikes, people. Personally, I'm not a fan of the avocado. I just don't like the mouthfeel. But if you're someone who loves football, I mean truly loves it well, my sportsbook app might be the greatest thing that has ever happened to you.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run. Here come the menaces to sobriety. Like what? Super thug is thumping on a cut.
Weighs a ton, hit the drum till you hear it go.
Penny Hardaway's Tigers going to be back on the court tomorrow at East Carolina. It's the first of four straight quadrant three games. Trying to make the NCAA tournament. You can't lose those. We'll get into it in the next segment. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, it's the national columnist, USA Today. It's Dan Walken making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So I gather Novak Djokovic is no longer doing well in Australia as it pertains to his visa and ability to play in the Australian Open. Get us up to date on that situation.
Well, they canceled his visa for a second time. The Minister of Immigration, who has a right to do that, invoked that governmental power. He is apparently, as we speak, interviewing with the immigration officers, and he's challenging the decision, but it just seems increasingly clear that, like, Australia is doing, as a government, whatever they need to do to get him out of the country because they don't want him there, and they're just going to make up whatever they need to make up to get that done. I'm sure he'll fight it to the end, but it just the tournament starts Monday. Like, he's got to play, you know, he basically has to play in, like, you know, 55 hours or something like that. So it's just, it's not going to happen. You know, he's not going to play. With each hour that goes by, I feel increasingly secure about that.
How unpopular would it be among Australians, if you have a sense for that, if this country with such strict protocols as it pertains to COVID actually allowed an unvaccinated player to play in and possibly win the Australian Open?
No, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, that's why this happened. He put on Instagram a picture of himself getting on an airplane saying, "I've been cleared to play in the Australian Open on an exemption." He gets on the plane, and, you know, I think he was in Dubai and then flying to Australia. So whatever, however long that flight is, you know, 15, 16 hours, he's, you know, 35,000 feet in the air, kind of oblivious to what's going on. And meanwhile, like, the whole world sees that picture, and everybody in Australia is up in arms. And the government there, which they're in an election year, keep in mind, their government is, you know, kind of like our government right now. People are unhappy with, you know, COVID issues and protocols and supply chain issues, and, you know, same things that are happening here pretty much are happening there, only the problem there is they've been basically locked down for 2 years. So the fact that this guy, you know, it's not that he's getting in on an exemption because of some, you know, legit medical reason. It's because he does not want to get vaccinated, and he very outwardly doesn't want to get vaccinated. And guess what? There's probably a lot of people in Australia who didn't want to get vaccinated either, but they did. Like, 90%+ of them did. And so that's the whole thing. The government's responding to a very unpopular situation, and that's why he has become a political pawn. And there's something that does not feel right about that, as far as I'm concerned, and I can acknowledge that, even to somebody who is pro getting the vaccine. But I also, you know, understand the position of the government in where they are, and kind of the idea that this guy was going to come in and try to play their tournament. With all this going on, it's a circus. And, of course, everybody's position on this has turned it into a circus. At the end of the day, Gary, if he had just gotten the stupid vaccine, he has no issues at all.
Is there any sense for whether this is going to be a problem for him going forward? Like, is this going to be an issue with other events, even other Grand Slam events?
I mean, other countries are putting in different things, and now this deal is so high profile that it's kind of hard to avoid. You know, to get into England, to get into France, to get into the U.S., like, are they going to be giving exemptions? How hard is that going to be? And look, I mean, I don't know what he'll do ultimately. But as I wrote in my column today, like, this is a guy who in 2018 said after he got elbow surgery, like routine elbow surgery that any athlete would get, he basically said he cried for 3 days and felt guilty about basically like putting stuff in his body because he doesn't really believe in medicine. I mean, it's just, it's bizarre, but that's just his belief system. And he's very stubborn in that belief system. So, I mean, he's really going to have to come upon this choice to either do something he really, really doesn't want to do, or just keep this circus going all over the world for the next however many years he plays.
Has this made him less popular with, like, tennis fans? I know Aaron Rodgers in the NFL has become less popular among NFL fans, broadly speaking, but it doesn't seem to have impacted him in any tangible way in Wisconsin or specifically Green Bay. Where are we at with Djokovic and how the tennis community feels about him under these circumstances?
Well, I mean, he has got his you know, huge, huge worldwide fan base, very, very staunch. And, you know, like anybody else in sports who's got those kinds of fans, they'll sort of, you know, agree with everything he does. And certainly, like, in Serbia, you know, where people say he could, like, eventually be the president one day, you know, they think he's a martyr. They think he's being persecuted. Actually, it's interesting. There's a whole other discussion to be had. There's a lot of people in Serbia who think, like, Djokovic is somewhat unpopular because he's Serbian, which I think is interesting. And from their perspective, I get it in some ways because of the United States intervention in the Balkans, you know, years and years ago under Bill Clinton. But, you know, I think the thing that is really, like, people who maybe either, you know, were neutral about Djokovic or maybe starting to like him or whatever, the thing that really got them is that he has admitted that he tested positive for COVID, or said he tested positive on December 16th, and then he was out in public doing these events unmasked December 17th and 18th. Now, he says he didn't know he was positive on the 17th, but he certainly knew he was positive on the 18th, and he admitted he went ahead and did an in-person interview with a French newspaper unmasked in a photo shoot. And that's the thing that has pushed a lot of people over the edge, and there's a lot of people who, rightly so, are very upset about that.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Let's switch gears. Jim Phillips, commissioner of the ACC, announced to the world earlier today that the ACC in this moment is against expanding the college football playoff. Why?
Well, the reasoning from the ACC, as he articulates it, is that there's just so much going on right now in college athletics, and so many sort of uncertainties about the future and court decisions and things that have to be decided. Voting on a new constitution and structure and all that stuff. And basically what he's just saying is we want to wait until all that stuff is decided, until we feel like it's good to move forward with expansion. Take that for what it's worth. I don't think that that's, I mean, I understand sort of the basic principle of what he's saying. I don't really think it's necessary to do that, to basically work out the framework for something that you're going to try to do in, you know, 2024, 25, 26. But that's the way they say it. There are some people who think they're doing it to try to pressure Notre Dame into joining the league full time. By promoting an 18 playoff, he said that's not true. And there are certainly other people who have some issues with what's going on. I mean, there's player health and safety concerns. He cited players at Clemson who were surveyed and they didn't want to play an extra game and all that stuff. And those are all, you know, valid things to talk about. But it's like, at some point, the train's got to leave the station. And these guys just talk and talk and talk and meet and meet and meet. And it seems like they're going backwards instead of going forwards, which is very discouraging.
How much is the Oklahoma-Texas move from the Big 12 to the SEC, how much did that damage the progression of the college football playoff?
I mean, look, there's no doubt that at the beginning, like when that happened in July, that stopped everything in its tracks. Because you have three new commissioners, Big Ten, Kevin Warren's been there, you know, about 2 years now, less than 2 years. You know, you got Jim Phillips, basically been there a year, and Kliavkov's been there less than a year. And, you know, they're looking at what happened with the SEC, totally blindsided. None of them had any clue what was going on. And they're looking at this and saying, Greg Sankey from the SEC was not only in the room building this playoff, but he had proprietary information about one of the biggest landscape shifts we've ever seen in college sports while he's negotiating the playoff with the commissioner of the Big 12. And so that creates distrust. And what's the SEC up to? What's their end game? That kind of halted in its track. It definitely created hard feelings. I think now it's just because the momentum stopped, they're just dealing with all these other issues that are coming up, and it just seems to be like the more they talk about it, the more problems or the more issues that they seem to identify that keep mucking things up.
There was a trade in the NBA yesterday. Cam Reddish traded to the Knicks. I know you follow the Atlanta franchise closely. Is it understandable that Atlanta would, after Cam Reddish asked to be moved, give up on Cam Reddish so early?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a little higher on Cam than maybe you or other people who, you know, certainly followed him from Duke and in the NBA. He's undeniably got an incredible amount of talent. He's 6'8", 6'9", long. His improved as a spot up shooter. But I think he went probably to the wrong team. I think looking back on it, you know, the Hawks just had so many guys. And he never really was able to sort of settle into a role of what he was going to be. And then, of course, last year he got hurt. And he's coming up on a contract extension, you know, from his rookie deal. And I understand why he wanted to get moved, because he wasn't going to play the role here that he wanted to play to give him the best chance at signing a big extension. But it's certainly a trade that, like, you could look back on in 3 years and say, boy, the Hawks really made a mistake on that one. Having said that, he was, like, literally by the numbers, by the analytics, their worst player this year, and it wasn't even close.
Wrapping up with Dan Wilkin from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go. On Monday night, Horn Lake High graduate N'Kobe Dean won a national championship with the Georgia Bulldogs. Today he announced he will enter the 2022 NFL draft. Do you have a sense for what kind of NFL player he has the potential to be?
I mean, he should be a top 10 pick easily, in my opinion, and should be a great player, right? Because what he has is sideline-to-sideline speed that, like, hardly anybody of that size has. And he obviously has great instincts, really smart player, physical, big. But it's the speed and the way he can chase people down, run to the ball. I mean, he's going to... Unless something goes wrong, he's going to be a monster in the NFL.
That is Dan Wilkin from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. You'll find him on Twitter, at Dan Wilkin. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
See you, man.
All right. When we come back, turn our attention to college basketball. Penny Hardaway's Tigers back on the court tomorrow. They're at East Carolina. It is the first of what right now appears to be four straight quadrant three games. So they're not the type of games that are going to get you highlights on SportsCenter or Inside College Basketball, but they very much are the type of games that you cannot afford to lose if you're trying to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2014. We'll talk about that next. You listen, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Luxuriously designed, exquisitely detailed, first in its class, corner to corner, a true work of art. Capable of going from $0 to $300,000 in a few seconds flat. Are we talking about a sports car? Oh no, we're talking about Jumbo Bucks Premium Edition Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. So test drive the new gold standard and instant tickets today. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Looking for something to take your mind off this traffic? How about a true story of instant success? Did you hear about the two friends who went grocery shopping in Ashland City and picked up everything on their list plus $75,000? Or the one where a truck driver made a last-minute stop off Interstate 40 and drove off with a cool million? All their lives changed in an instant, and yours could too. So stop by your local retailer for your chance with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Yes, Miss Tubbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
Custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commissions. Products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
The Fitz is giving away two Mercedes in January. Lots of promo cash, too, and the Mercedes-Benz of Memphis and promo cash giveaway. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my d- then. See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Goat body.
All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you. Price went up.
Yeah.
Angel investor.
Yeah.
Price went up. Angel
okay,
investor.
Okay.
I'm not okay.
Not okay.
Think you're good. It's not okay. Okay, okay. It's not okay.
I'm not okay.
Think you're good. Get out the way.
I shouldn't say no trust any and any man. Free them on my plea along. Watch how they must sing my song. Suddenly them turn up.
The Western Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times. To create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise you, hand to heart, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense for me or you or anybody else to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. If you don't see your favorite flavor in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. Same goes for the gluten-free New Amsterdam. New Amsterdam makes it. Gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or liquor store, ask for it by name. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Cock is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to the Grizzlies then. But right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories at 444. Brought to you by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Covering your smile. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
Penny Hardaway's Tigers, fresh off a loss at UCF, back on the road tomorrow. 3 o'clock Central game on ESPN+. It's at East Carolina, where KenPom projects them to win, but only 81-74. So East Carolina's not good. They're 10-5. They've lost to Liberty, lost to Temple. They're on a two-game losing streak. But, you know, Memphis has consistently slipped, you know, in most of the computers. Now down to 38th at KenPom, and that's going to make this number a little closer than it would have been, say, on the opening day of the season. So Memphis projected to be about a 7-point favorite at East Carolina. And according to the net rankings right now, this is the first of four quadrant three opportunities. For people who don't understand when we talk about that kind of stuff, on the road, when you are playing a team that is ranked between 1 and 75, that's a quadrant one opportunity. 76 to 135 is a quadrant two opportunity, and 136 to 240 is a quadrant three opportunity. East Carolina is 146 in the net right now, so that means this is a quadrant three opportunity. And these numbers, I get asked this every once in a while, they change literally daily. So games that are quadrant one games can turn into quadrant two games if the team you beat to get a quadrant one win starts to slip a little bit. In fact, it just happened to Memphis this week. January 1st win at Wichita State, 82-64, really impressive showing. That was a quadrant one victory at the time because Wichita State was inside the top 75 of the net. Now Wichita State has dropped to 88th at the net. So that means Memphis, which recently had three quadrant one victories, now only has two. The Tigers are 2-2 in quadrant one, 3-3 in quadrant two. That's actually fine. Like, that'll get you staying 500 in the first two quadrants, we'll have you in a position to make the NCAA tournament as an at-large team, as long as you don't have too many losses outside of the first two quadrants. Memphis right now has one. It is a quad three loss at Georgia. And now they are in a situation where they're at risk of taking more unless they go on a four-game winning streak, because the next four games are at East Carolina, at home against SMU, at Tulsa, and then at home at East Carolina. And each one of those, at this moment, qualifies as a quadrant three game. So these are not the type of games, like I said earlier, that are going to get you on, you know, SportsCenter, that are going to get you on Inside College Basketball. People will only notice or care if you lose them. And they will only matter if you lose them. So it's very important not to. You know, I know that traditional thinking is to, like, get really excited as a Memphis fan for a Houston game or a Tennessee game or an Alabama game because there's these opportunities to get big signature wins. But if you focus strictly on how do you make the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2014, what is just as important, if not more important, is to avoid losses like the ones you're at risk of taking tomorrow and then next Thursday, and then the following Sunday, and then Thursday after that. East Carolina, SMU, Tulsa, East Carolina. Memphis needs to win all four of those. We'll see how it goes. Again, tip-off tomorrow is at 3 o'clock.
Story number two.
Tennessee at Kentucky is going to tip 3 hours before that. At noon, you'll be able to watch it on ESPN. And this is a big game for both because they're both ranked in the top 25. You know, Tennessee's 22nd, Kentucky's 18th. That's in the latest AP poll. Neither one of them have great resumes. You know, Tennessee's 2-4 in quadrant one. 1-0 in quadrant two. They got no losses outside of the first quadrant, but they're still under 500 in the first two quadrants. Like I just told you, Memphis, which has been disappointing, is 500 in the first two quadrants. Tennessee's actually one game below 500 in the first two quadrants, but they have no losses in quadrant two, no losses in quadrant three, no losses anywhere other than quadrant one. That's why Tennessee's resume is stronger than Memphis's significantly. All the losses are in quadrant four. For Memphis, they got multiple losses. I mean, all the losses are in quadrant one. For Memphis, you got multiple losses outside of quadrant one. You've got one in quadrant three. But still, 3-4 in the first two quadrants, that's not great for Rick Barnes' Volunteers. Kentucky, also under 500 in the first two quadrants. 1-3 in quadrant one. 2-3 in the first two quadrants. No additional losses. So these are, I believe, the only two teams that I have in the top 25 and one who are both under 500 in the first two quadrants. You know, again, only two teams in the top 25 and one that qualify like that. Now, you know, like I've noted, all of their losses, both Tennessee and Kentucky, come inside the first quadrant. But still, these teams don't need to continue to be falling deeper into a hole as it pertains to being 500 in the first two quadrants. And one of them, by definition, is going to tomorrow. So it's a big game for both sides. Kennedy Chandler, first trip to Rupp Arena. Again, tip off on that one. Noon, you'll be able to watch it on ESPN.
Story number three.
Another good SEC game featuring a bordering state to our state. It's Arkansas at number 12 LSU. That one's 1 o'clock on ESPN2. And it'll be interesting because Arkansas will be playing without its head coach, Eric Musselman. Did you see Big Bet Bennett? Eric Musselman had shoulder surgery yesterday morning. He's out.
I didn't see what happened.
It's wild. So I didn't know what happened. Thursdays are hard for me because I'm up late Wednesday night working, get up early Thursday morning, fly to back home, do a radio show. I'm either sleeping on a plane or preparing for radio or just, generally exhausted. So I'd seen the picture early in the day on Twitter of Mus, you know, getting ready for surgery. But I had not had a chance to reach out to him. So last night after I got home and got settled in a bit, I reached out and I was like, yo, I hope you're doing okay. And, just wanted to check in. And he said that in a recent practice, they were doing closeout drills and he was participating in the drills. Like, you know, some coaches just coach, you know, they just talk you through everything. And then there are other coaches who coach by getting into the drills with you and showing you footwork and where you should be and where your hips should be and all these things. And so Mus was participating because, like, he's 55, 56 years old, but he's in great shape. He doesn't look his age. He doesn't act his age. And I mean that in like, he gets after it. You know, he can actually participate in a college basketball practice. So he was. And it was one of these drills where your players are closing out, and he was the shooter. And Trey Wade was closing out and landed on him and popped his shoulder.
Damn.
And he immediately knew something was wrong, but tried to, you know, just coach through it like, oh, you know, like a lot of people do. It'll be okay. It wasn't okay. It wasn't getting okay. And suddenly he found himself in practice. He couldn't coach with two arms anymore. So, like, imagine you're trying to show your players, hey, hands up, get your hands up. You know, we're extended. You know, keep your feet moving. You can't use both arms. That's the problem. And then just from a, you know, life, comfort of life perspective, you know, trouble sleeping, just trouble doing the types of things you are normally able to do when you don't have a severely injured shoulder. So he had surgery yesterday morning, seemed to be in good spirits last night, but he's in no condition to try to coach tomorrow. So they'll make that trip without their head coach and be playing an LSU team that's really, really good. LSU sort of quietly, but 15-1 on the season, and the only loss is to an Auburn team that is going to be playing at Ole Miss tomorrow.
Story number four.
And that Auburn-Ole Miss game is going to be at 7:30 p.m. It's on the SEC Network, and it's a massive game for Bruce Pearl's Auburn Tigers, not just because, it's an opportunity to get a road win in the SEC, but because, in my opinion, with a win, they will move to number one in the Associated Press Top 25 poll come Monday, and they'll do it for the first time in school history. Now, to do it, they're going to have to jump Gonzaga, because the AP poll right now is it has teams that haven't lost this week in front of Auburn, among them Mark Few Zags, who demolished BYU last night with Drew Timmy getting 30. If you look at the AP poll right now, it's number one Baylor, number two Gonzaga, number three UCLA, and number four Auburn. But after Auburn beat Alabama this past earlier in the week, it is obvious that Bruce Pearl's team has the best resume in college basketball. And after Baylor lost at home to Texas Tech, it was clear to me that Auburn should be number one. That's why I moved Auburn. Auburn's already number one in the top 25 and one. I jumped them over UCLA. I jumped them over Gonzaga. Now, helping Auburn's cause is that UCLA lost a home game last night to Oregon. That's a quad three loss. But when you – so now the question is going to really come down to, if Auburn wins tomorrow at Ole Miss, are AP voters going to be willing to jump Auburn over Gonzaga? And the truth is, if they know what they're doing, they will. If they don't know what they're doing, they won't. And so the problem for Auburn is that AP voters often don't know what they're doing. So we'll have to wait till Monday to find out. But when you compare the resumes, not even comparable. Right now, Gonzaga is 4-2 in quadrant one, 0 wins in quadrant two, 0 anything in quadrant three. Gonzaga is 9-0 in quadrant four. So Gonzaga's only played 6 games all season in the first 3 quadrants. They're 4-2 in quadrant one. Gonzaga's really good. I have the Zags ranked number two right now, or actually number three behind Baylor. I still kept Baylor in front of them, even with the loss. But when you compare Gonzaga's resume to Auburn's, it's not comparable. Gonzaga 4-2 in quadrant one. Auburn's 4-1. Gonzaga's got nothing in quadrant two. Auburn's 5-0 in quadrant two. Auburn's got 9 wins in the first 2 quadrants. If they win at Ole Miss, it'll be 10. If they win at Ole Miss, they'll be 10-1 in the first 2 quadrants. That'll be the best record of anybody in college basketball in the first 2 quadrants. They're also the only team in college basketball that hasn't lost in regulation. Auburn's only loss was a double overtime loss to UConn on a neutral court the week of Thanksgiving. And so if Auburn wins at Ole Miss tomorrow, there's really no argument for anybody else in the country to be ranked number one other than Baylor. And given that Baylor just lost to Texas Tech, and I also think Baylor has an inferior resume to Auburn, it almost certainly will not be Baylor. The number one team in the country on Monday will be Auburn or Gonzaga, given the way that AP voters handle these things typically. And again, if they handle this specific set of circumstances correctly, then it'll be a monumental achievement for Bruce Pearl. He took Auburn to the Final Four in 2019, and now, 3 years later, with basically an entire new roster, or at least an entire new roster relative to what that roster was in 2019, he's got a team that's perhaps on the verge of being ranked number one, and even if it doesn't happen, undeniably has a team that is ready to compete for the national championship. They've got Jabari Smith, who might be the number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft, and they have surrounded him with at least 2 other potential NBA draft picks and a bunch of non-freshmen. Jabari Smith is the only freshman on the Auburn team in the rotation. So it's a really, really good basketball team, and if you're going to Oxford tomorrow, you'll probably get a chance to see that up close. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The new year means the Start Something New sales event is on, so get ready at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. 2021 Jeep Renegade Latitude, $339 a month or $26,250. And get ready for adventure in 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $429 a month. Get stone cold strength in 2021. 2021 Dodge Charger XST at $459 a month. And the muscle masterpiece 2021 Dodge Challenger GT, $488 a month. Trade up and we'll give you more for your ride at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months, 3.99 APR, must finance with Chrysler Capital, $3,500 down, Renegade, MPN 27951, MSRP 28.5, Cherokee MD
235. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.